This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the seventh meeting of the National Board for Wildlife at Satangir in Junagadh district of Gujarat today on the occasion of World Wildlife Conservation Day. Environment Minister Bhupendra Patel, members from different states, representatives from NGOs, chief wildlife wardens and secretaries from various states participated in the meeting. Mr. Modi also virtually laid the foundation stone for the National Referral Centre for Wildlife at Junagadh and unveiled the 16th Asiatic Lion Population Estimation 2025 and Human-Wildlife Conflict Management, SACON, at Coimbatore. Before the meeting, the Prime Minister took a jungle safari at Gir National Park and also participated in the tree plantation at St. Southern Campus in Gir. Mr. Modi flagged off the patrolling bikes for field staff for the conservation and management of wildlife. He also interacted with the eco guides, trackers and field staff. The budget session of the Delhi Assembly will be held from the 24th to the 26th of March. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said this while briefing the media in New Delhi. She also released a phone number and email ID for people to send their suggestions for the budget 2025.
Ye budget viksit Delhi budget hai aur isme pratyek varg ke sujhav shamil ho aur isi disha mein Delhi ki janta ki prathmiktaon ka sangyan lena aur usko lete hue budget ki rooprekha ko tayar karna is samay hamara dhyay hai. दिल्ली सरकार की ओर से व्हाट्सएप नंबर ईमेल आईडी हमने जारी किया है जिसमें लिखित में दिल्ली का कोई भी व्यक्ति अपने सुझाव दे सकता है.
The Chief Minister added that various women groups, education groups and businessmen groups have been invited at the Delhi Assembly to discuss upon their suggestions. The BJP-led Delhi government will begin the registration process for providing 2,500 rupees per month under the Mahila Samriddhi Yojana from the 8th of this month. During Delhi Assembly elections, the BJP had promised to implement this scheme for the women from economically weaker sections once it comes to power. The month-long budget session of the Jammu and Kashmir Assembly has begun with the address of Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha. He said the government is committed to fulfilling the long-standing demand of statehood to Jammu and Kashmir, and the government is dedicated to engaging with stakeholders until the desire for statehood is realized. The LG added that the government is also committed to facilitate the return of Kashmiri Pandits and create a safe and conducive environment for it. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has expressed his readiness to sign the aborted mineral deal with the United States. This follows British Prime Minister Keir Starmer's announcement of a coalition of the willing to support Ukraine. However, US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has suggested that a peace deal with Russia must come first. It remains unclear if the US will proceed with the agreement. Meanwhile, Britain and France are working on a ceasefire plan with the proposed one-month truce as a step towards lasting peace. Both countries have also offered to send peacekeeping troops to Ukraine. The 97th edition of the Academy Awards has concluded in Los Angeles. Director Sean Baker's romantic comedy drama Anora emerged as the ceremony's biggest winner, taking home 5 awards in Best Picture, Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, Best Editing and Best Actress categories. However, Emilia Perez topped this year's nominations with 13 nods. Adrian Brody grabbed the Best Actor Oscar for The Brutalist. Mikey Madison won the Best Actress for Anora. The Indian benchmark indices began trade on a positive note today but soon turned negative amid persistent outflow of foreign funds. The banking stocks and Reliance Industries also underperformed. The Sensex dropped 369 points to 72,829 and the Nifty 50 declined 102 points to 22,023 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.